Welcome back to Beyond the Headlines here on Reno Public Radio. I'm Dana O'Connor. The Argenta Concert Series is set for October 17th, the second of nine performances from the Argenta Concert Series. My guest is Dimitri Etapin. He is co-artistic director of Argenta Concert Series, along with his lovely wife, Heon Park. Welcome, Dimitri. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're very busy because I know you've got nine performances coming up in like the next 6 months.
Yes, pretty much. We're trying to keep it very much full this year.
It's very full, and I can't wait for the concert coming up on the 17th because you're featuring flutes this year.
Yes, we have a concert titled The Art of Flute, and we're bringing one of the most distinguished flutists in the country right now, Tara Helen O'Connor. She is a Grammy-nominated flutist, along with a brilliant violin player, Daniel Phillips, who is the founding member of the Orion String Quartet and on faculties in New York and New Jersey.
Now we've got flute and a violinist and violist, as well as Stephanie Sant'Ambrogio, violin, yourself on cello, and Heon Park, piano. What kind of music will you play with these two soloists?
Well, what we are trying to do is a truly collaborative performance, and we are playing pieces by Telemann, Mackey, Debussy, Mozart, and Weber. For example, the opening piece will feature the flute, the violin, cello, and harpsichord, while the closing piece will be a trio for flute, cello, and piano. For me, what's really special about this program is that we are actually having a little taste of pretty much every single period of classical music in one evening. Telemann comes from the Baroque period. Mozart is a classical composer. Debussy, Impressionist, Romantic, Carl Maria von Weber, and Steve Mackey with his mysteriously named Crystal Shadows for flute and piano, which was just written in 1986.
Now, Steve Mackey, I'm not familiar with this gentleman. He was born in 1956. Tell me about his work.
He's one of the most prolific composers nowadays, and in particular, the piece that you're going to hear on that evening's performance was just recorded by Miss O'Connor recently, and she's releasing it on her CD soon. The piece features all kinds of different interesting sounds, both on the flute and in the piano. And I mean in the piano because Heon Park will have to reach inside and pluck strings and do all sorts of interesting sounds that reflect this crystal shadow landscape.
That's going to be really interesting to compare Stephen Mackey's work with, say, the Mozart or the von Weber. To see what's changed in 100, 200 years of classical music.
Of course, and also to see the evolution of how these composers use instruments, for example, Telemann on the harpsichord, Weber on the piano, and how the flute is evolving as an instrument throughout the ages.
Now, what made you choose a flute for this this concert series?
Well, we just tried to bring different soloists, and I was not really thinking about should I choose a flute or should I choose a clarinet or should I choose a singer for this concert. I just knew that we wanted to share the artistry of Miss O'Connor with Reno. I was blown away by her playing in New York, and I knew that I had to bring her in. And then after that, the program followed itself because we want to feature her in as a diverse repertoire as possible.
That's exciting. I know our flute students here at the university are probably going to pack the house.
Absolutely. We have a great flute studio, and we're already arranging for two master classes that will be occurring on the day before the concert and on the day of the concert in Nightingale Concert Hall at 2:30 p.m. both Thursday and Friday. And the first master class will feature flute students, and the second master class on Friday will feature our graduate violinists and a string quartet.
So both of the artists who are coming are going to handle a free workshop.
Absolutely. And they're free and open to the audience, so anyone can stop on. This is a very important part of our series that we want not only our audiences to benefit from hearing these great artists, but also our students benefit from interacting and learning from them and seeing how they can improve not only their playing, but also their careers.
You know, I have to recommend people go to those free master classes because seeing artists explain how they do what they do is very, very intriguing. It kind of takes the mystery out of what you see on the stage.
Absolutely.
And you get to see that these folks are just real people doing their job and are wonderfully funny and creative most of the time. It's very fun to watch those master classes.
Yes, people really enjoy seeing also the behind the scenes. It's kind of like a cooking show.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Dimitri Etapin. The Argenta Concert Series has a concert coming up on Friday, October 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Nightingale Concert Hall. It's The Art of the Flute, featuring Tara Helen O'Connor and Daniel Phillips. Master classes are on Thursday and Friday, the day before and the day of the concert, also at Nightingale Concert Hall. And if you want details and want to get your tickets, head to argentaconcerts.org. That's argentaconcerts.org. Now, on the way next month, November 7th, Through the Forests with a violinist and a horn player. What's going to happen with this concert?
Yes, that's another very exciting visit by two great artists. On the violin, we'll have Cholyang Lin, who is the professor at the Rice University and also a winner of the Gramophone Record of the Year Award. And William Vermeulen on horn is the principal horn player of Houston Symphony, as well as the president of the International Horn Society. These two great artists will pack our hall, hopefully, with works by Brahms, and also a very brilliant Phoenix Sonata by Anthony DiLorenzo, who is very much versed in film scores. So once again, we'll have a very varied program with a lot of tastes of different styles, and this time featuring the combination of violin and horn.
This is exciting. We've got 9 performances coming up over the next 5-6 months, courtesy of the Argenta Concert Series, co-artistic director Demetria Tappan and his wife Heyon Park. Thank you so much for bringing these great artists to our community. We appreciate your efforts to bring things like this to our Reno area. Thank you very much.
This is really exciting for me. Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, you can get tickets at argentaconcerts.org. The show is 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 17th. The Art of the Flute featuring Tara Helen O'Connor and Daniel Phillips with master classes by both these artists on Thursday, the 16th, Friday, the 17th, 2:30 p.m. at Nightingale Concert Hall.